civil war is coming. I warned you. If you have been watching television lately, you will see that the left is, well, I can't tell you, let's call them the leading candidates for presidency. You know who that is. Because I am not able to, you know, to give my opinion on who should be the president. But I can just speak about it in these terms, which will make it, you know, acceptable to the rule of law for nonprofit organizations. The left. Now, you know what the left is, communism and beyond. And Bill O'Reilly, if you will tune in tonight, you will see literally a whole list of pronouncements from the left that you people who have seem to enjoy the two front runners, they are now calling you all kinds of fascist names. Now, you have to hear it for yourself. I recommend that you listen to the first part of O'Reilly Tonight, refeeds. The mistake he makes is to talk about it and say, it ain't so, with a lot of words. The best thing to do with that is to let it go. Now it's become a force. The moment you start to react to those stupid things about all the people that follow those two leaders to the White House, all you people are now fascists. Now, I've condensed what he said. The big mistake is not to mention it at all. Let it fall on its face. Let it dissolve. The minute you start to fight back with lies, immediately you've lost the fight immediately. I have been telling you. Now, these people do not, they in the news business, it's better they shut their trap up than carry that forward and try to make an argument that you are nice people. You don't need that. All right. Number is 800-866-8883. If I was to depend my life on people loving me, see, which is a small number, but I don't care for them loving me so much. All I want to do is help them, and they appreciate it. That's all. But compare with the numbers that don't like me, the whole media, over the last 55 years I've been on the air. And so all that length of time that I was no good, I was a cult leader, everything else. If I was to be disturbed by that or fight back with it, I couldn't fight back. It just is what it is. I'll have my time, and my time is here. I have now more stations than I've ever had. There's almost 100, but that's not enough. I need about 10,000, whatever, as many as possible. Because I will show you how to deal with the scum of the left and the scum of the right. The intellectual scum on the right. They've been showing their faces right now to bring that those two down. And so that they will rule the people with certain things they have. I can't remember what it is. I'm not very interested, but that's not the word. Don't have a clue how it all works. I can't remember the words. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this kind of thing. All I wanted to do was say, you've got to be careful of both sides. And it's beginning to be a force, a political force, between the left and the right. And you're beginning to see that they're both as bad as each other. And that's why I've said many times, the left is the son of a bitch. The right is the son of a bitch. The left is the bitch itself. And we're in the middle. We're the kids. And we're mystified with whether they play with our lives. All right. Well, sorry. The phone number is 800-866-8883. I'm Roy Masters. If you want to call me, I'd be happy to take care of your problems. And you will please call me. Thank you very much.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is me, 55 years on the air, and a lot of listeners beginning to realize that in order to overcome evil, you've got to find out what good is. You have to overcome evil with good. And trials and tribulations are very important factors. You need the evil. You need evil. As I said yesterday, the necessary evil. Evil is necessary, and it has an origin, and then it has a pandemic extends through the generations. It extends through the through one man's sin and death through sin. Forgive me starting with that very often, but that is where the evil begins, with one man. And then it spreads to the whole human race. So Christians are quite correct when they say every person is a sinner, in a manner of speaking. But we didn't choose to be a sinner. See, only one man, and see, God knew, listen, I'm bringing God into this right away if you don't mind. I don't want to sound like one of those preachers. But I understand the lingo of the Bible, the purpose of it, every little piece of it. And yet I don't study it. I just read it. I said, that's it. That's it. I see that. I see that. I've known that all my life. Oh, I've seen that before. Yes. Yeah, I knew that. Why are you telling me? That's how I read my Bible. Wow. A wake-up call. I haven't seen that one, but yeah, I can recognize it. That makes sense. And so, in other words, it's a process of discovering where the evil begins and how it ends, and how only one man needed to set it in motion, the failure of Adam. He wasn't born of a woman. He was created, and the woman was taken out of him. You know that. But it's very hard to believe. It's very hard to believe because it doesn't make scientific sense. But I'm not talking about science here. Even science tries to explain what science is without the hell knowing what it's doing. There's a metaphysical aspect to the birth of the universe. It's had a birth. Just like you got a birth. And who gives the power? If you cut, just let me just play around with ideas a little bit and settle down with one of the two of them. You have a, gentlemen, you have a sperm, and ladies, you have an ovum. If that's the correct, if that's the right word. Now, these two things come together, and both of them are pretty much microscopic. I want to ask you a question. How does it know how to grow into a human being? How does it know, how does that little tiny thing? It's a miracle. It is magic. And the ability to reproduce the likeness and the evolutionary aspects where things get better and better and different and differenter and differenter. There's more and more and more of what is differenter and differenter and differenter. But all belonging, beginning with one thing or two things together. In this case, it's a miracle. And you see billions of people, and it's all working. It's so powerful. You kill, murder, do all kinds of things, what they do anyway. And multiply. Everything, grass, chickens, all kinds of creatures. Except like God is having a lot of fun with all these creatures, but it isn't having fun with us. He's dead serious. He's giving us eternal life. But first of all, you need eternal strife. And if I may be up front, Adam, the first man, however he was made, the first man had the opportunity to live forever, which is the promise of Jesus. There's one man that was created in the beginning, and one woman came out of her. And then there's this, on one side of the woman, there was, is what is in you now. Listen carefully to what I'm saying, because I'm not, you can call me and call me a crackerjack if you want to. But I say to you that there's a force that when woman is taken out of man and man out of God, there's an order. And this is the first man, not experience. And so naturally or unnaturally, whichever you want to call it, he listens to the voice of his wife that was the voice of the dark force. It was sort of an upside down intuition. So the dark side approached Eve, that first person out of Adam, and tempted him. Basically, God would understand that if he made a billion of those people, it would be the same thing, because he's dealing with a highly intelligent something or other on the other side of man, the other side of the universe. This exists before the universe was made, in a manner of speaking. Isn't it? It's a metaphysical realm. There's a dark metaphysical realm where you go if you're not careful. It's called hell. But you have to see the wisdom of this. God cannot make you love him. As if, how can I say this? In other words, there's something I want to say, it's not easy to say. And I'm fishing inside. How can I say it to these people? Because love is a choice. Well, Adam has the first choice, and he fails because he was deceived, but his wife was deceived, the woman that was deceived. You call it a wife, I just call it there's something I will tell you later on, what I would call it. It's too up front. I have to talk about this way up when I finish my dissertation with you. But I want to talk to you about good and evil and how it comes into the world. It comes to the world into this realm where animals are. It comes into the world through that event. And there's much more to that event than meets the eye. But one of the events is the order of things. God, man, woman, children. The the loyalty, the source of the divine source of man made in the image of God, is that there's no animal made in the image of God, and don't tell me there's a chimpanzee. Do me a favor. Man is suddenly appeared from somewhere. Yes, there were monkey men, Neanderthals, and all that kind of thing that you think is an evolution from some kind of prehistoric monkey. That's not the way. This is a metaphysical thing. We have the creation of the universe. That's a miracle in itself, which I've written on, and know the answer to that, to the degree it can be answered. And so, but there is something about us. Animals live and die. If they live forever, it would be kind of plastic. They live to eat each other and survival of the fittest. That's all there is to it. And everything is being renewed. There's no soul like we have. The soul is meant to live forever. And in the scripture, it says, you know, you could eat of all the things you could eat, you know, all the things, but not that one. And he says, if you will keep my, I haven't been read it for such a long time, but I'll say it in a way that is it more easy to understand than reading itself. He said, you can live forever. I'll give you the tree of life. See, but you just don't eat that one. The knowledge of good and evil tree. The knowledge of good and evil tree is to make your own decisions about life. See, but the, your own decisions are not when temptation comes, as God knew it would, to reach into Eve, to seduce him. Now she could, when she opened her mouth. And here's a metaphysical something you need to understand. When she opened her mouth, it wasn't her words. She was closer to the dark side of the force as she is today. And politicians know that, how to bring a nation down by sitting on the doorstep of woman and make her dissatisfied with being a woman to overcome the man. Right there. And so, but only one man. You never mind ISIS and all the murderers in this world. The children not born evil, not even born to an ISIS mother. The kid's not born evil. The culture infects it very effectively. Hitler, Germany, ISIS, it doesn't make any difference. You're born into that world, the culture will get you and displace the beauty of who you are. And the forces, there are forces at work that are so clever and so evil, they understand how to destroy the soul of a child pretty much after he is born. Usually before the age of 7. To literally wipe out the relationship with the order of God. Adam should have been the father and said, put the fruit down. He didn't, did he? He ate it himself. And the moment he ate it himself, he was disconnected from the spirit that made him and became subject to the spirit of the woman. As I said, through one man, sin, failure. But to enlarge the point, because this is a very religious principle I'm speaking about, and it's missing. It's not scientific. It's metaphysical. Human beings are metaphysical. They're not all the way physical all the way through. They are metaphysical. They are physical body. That physical body can live forever. That's what it was meant to do. But it could not be because of choice. He could not help, and God knew it. If he made 1 million Adam and Eves, Adam would always fail. He cannot match a brand new person without experience. But the dark side is full of experience. There's history before that in the heavens, in the war in the heavens, and he fell to the earth. There are spirits, there's forces, evil. Evil is lurking in America, in the world. Okay, 800-866-8883. I want to continue my thoughts, if you don't mind. I would love to have you call me. Okay, so now, the only person who ever sinned is Adam. And you can't blame Eve, because it was up to him to say, put the fruit down. Because he had the command. It's all I want you to do is eat that fruit, not eat that fruit. Don't take it. It could be anything. It could be a banana. You know, if you steal a dollar, if you're a kid and you steal a nickel on your dad's night table, you're going to feel a pull towards it. Something will tell you, yes, you could go ahead and you could buy that little airplane, that little soldier. Airplane. And something inside the child very often will think, have that pull towards that quarter, whatever it is. And the father will come in and says, did you take that quarter of my dad? As if he didn't know. Oh, Johnny Denby do it immediately. Immediately. A excuse. That's exactly what happens. When you do something wrong, you got excuses. You're following the whole history. You're born into a culture. Now, the most beautiful culture you could ever have is America. And if you want it, America is the shining light of the world. It still is, even though it's rotten. Even though it stinks. But you see, the process of sin has been a problem since the beginning of time, as far as we're concerned about time. The beginning of man. And he didn't come into the world as a little tiny monkey about 2 feet tall. He didn't. He was created differently from all the creation. If you believe in God, why can't you believe that he created a man when he created the whole universe? All these beautiful, the magnificent things, the 300 creatures, different creatures are discovered in the ocean every month. Creation is going on. And so, what you've got, now this is here's metaphysical. I deal in metaphysics. I understand the forces of evil. I understand them because I have the gift of it. I want to share it with you. You have the power to live forever, and that your mortal body is meant to try you. In other words, you've been born into sin, so you inherit sin, but you're not guilty of it. But because you hate your parents, which you do, or think you love them, which you don't, which you think they love you, but they don't, etc. What is going through the generations is that one thing, whether it's ISIS, or whether it's a cannibal, or whether it's a Christian being born. The child that is born into the culture is unfortunate if it's going to be put in a soup pot in Borneo, because it has a bright nature. Cannibals hate bright natures. They cook them. What is evil in a person who chooses to stay evil? Remember, he wasn't born evil, but there are people who like power. Because there's something in every person who is born into sin, has sin talking to it. Talking to him as if it was you. Giving him ideas as if it was good. Making wrong right. Making right wrong. You've all gone through it. You can actually imagine you're angry at a person, but that person hasn't done anything. You just need to be angry at them. You need to be angry at your kid just to project your anger on the kids so it isn't you. You can actually be impatient with your kids to project onto that child so it looks like he's the problem and you're not. There's a whole lot of things I can talk to you about. But America is an unusual place, and I love that place. I was here before many of you were born. And it's not the same today as it was then. And it's getting worse. There's a bloody civil war coming. And I opened the program by that saying, you listen to precisely what O'Reilly says, but he's stupid to bring it up. But he's a lover of speech and talk and bringing you information. So he speaks of what's happening now. The left, which is dangerous. It's been dangerous for years and years and years. We're recently discovering that the right is just as bad. And I've always called them bitches and sons of bitches, and we the kids, we don't know what to do anymore. We have no one to love us and correct us. Even though we're born to parents, they were born to parents, and they were great, 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 all the way back to Paradise Lost. One man's sin through just social a man leave his mother and be joined to the woman as one flesh. That's a curse. It's the wrong order. It's the woman should be joined to him and him to God. So the whole, so what you are experiencing when you're born is upside down as far as the order is concerned. The woman wins and violates the man. The man born of woman doesn't have, well, her presence is stronger than the man. And when the boy, when a child, a male child is born, and the father, being the male child born to the woman, is inflicted by the spirit of that woman, it comes through the women and violates the child as it's born. That's what it violates it. You can't see it. It's mystical. It violates the male child and slips into the female child. And the female child is always looking for the father she never had. Because your dad, listen to me. I can tell you what your dad is like. He is bully. He is a pisa. Both sick. He gives himself to the women. The good woman wants a man to say, put that stupid thing down. The unreasonable woman, because women tend to be unreasonable to tempt their husbands. They can't help themselves. They can't help being difficult. They cannot help it. It's a program. And if you're not careful, you become infected by that program. Trying to reason with her is impossible. But there is a way that you can become different. Man must look to... It takes marriage and relationships with women to see how low you can sink. With the women, your father was a weakling and a drunk. Your father was a bully and a drunk. Your father didn't have God in him. And therefore, it repeats itself. Adam seduces Eve. Good, it's a half an hour went by, didn't it? Oh dear, what I do. Let me give a phone number. Does anybody have any questions about the stupid things I just said? Gentlemen, let me tell you your problem. Adolf Hitler Adolf Hitler, what did you? Something I was going to say, and it just took it, something took it right out of my head, isn't it strange? But he understood how to demoralize the whole nation. The Soviets know how to, they have their own way. And it's much more sophisticated than fascism. Fascism didn't get that way. It had a special circumstance. The end of World War One, but that's when Germany began to lose its currency, and people couldn't buy a loaf of bread. You couldn't buy an egg without having a whole barrel of money that wasn't worth anything. It was a terrible thing. So he came on the scene, and he exploited their anger. And they begin to love him because everyone was angry and frustrated. He comes along and says, you know, encourages that, makes you feel good about being bad, and make you feel right about being wrong. And his nature went into those people, and because he enabled them. Your husband, who's an enabler, your father's enabler, does the same thing. He begins to be like a friend, enables you. And then you become addicted to doing something wrong through him. And so it's the same with a bully father. When you bully the kids, or you bully anybody, and you succeed in bullying them, you put something of yourself into them that sits unholy in the seat of the holy within you. So when you come into the world, you're coming into the world with a mother who's cruel, a mother who's too nice and seduces you and spoils you rotten, see? Or you have a husband you spoil rotten, and pretty soon he becomes addicted to being hungrier and hungrier, etc., etc. But he will never stand up to you because he needs the pleasure that you give him, the sense of worth that's worthless. And so once he becomes addicted to sex, and once he becomes addicted to what the woman wishes and what the nature of the woman, it enters him and makes him part woman, part man. And there's a process like this that is coming through the atmosphere somewhere. It's a metaphysical atmosphere that we are born into a beautiful world, beautiful. We make it ugly. We war, we fight, we kill, we die. And all the solutions you have, it makes you live longer, but it makes you wronger. There's only one solution, is to understand through one man's sin, death through sin.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, Christians may not like what I just said, but it's true. I'm Jewish. I didn't have to change my religion to appreciate my rabbi, Jesus, right? There's something unusual about him. He conquered everything, everybody. They couldn't kill him. Killing him is the way to repentance, to I don't know how to say it. You need to find what was in him. But how can you can't imitate him. Listen, you try to imitate Winston Churchill. You try to take anyone that you think you like. You can imitate him. And Churchill would be a good subject to give my thoughts rub my thoughts around. You could never possibly imitate all the little machineries, all the little experiences, all the little trials and tribulations that made him what he is or was. See? And so, you need to have what Jesus had and still has, eternal life. And you have to find what Adam lost. And he comes to prove, see, to save you. Now, why would you need saving? Because you were born into culture. You're born into the sin of the world. And anyone who wants to conquer this country understands this principle. Seduce, seduce, seduce. Slowly but surely, make wrong right. It's all about sex, and it's always through women. Always. No exception. Misery and suffering comes through them, but it's not their fault. And then, of course, you can say, well, what about the men? No, it's not his fault either. But he's the one that's going to suffer from the woman. And, of course, the woman also suffers because good women, decent women, people who want to know what life is all about, let's start from that point of view. I can think in terms of being a woman because I can see what she wants. She wants a man to say no. Put that fruit down. Whatever is ridiculous, whatever she tries to confuse you and confound you, you have to learn not to be upset, not be angry. Be strong. Enduring. Trial. Tribulation. And not react as O'Reilly did. O'Reilly responds to something and gives it power. Yes, all the people that follow those two leading people running for power, you know, to be the president, I can't mention their names, and I'm not going to tell you whether I agree with them or not. It's not the point here. But they know, and they are frightened. They're frightened, terrified, frightened. And they're coming now, calling all the people that love those two people. They call them Nazis. And I'm only talking about it because O'Reilly shouldn't have talked about it. He should have let it go. Die. It's a system. It's thesis, antithesis, synthesis. That is the socialist way of expressing it. Thesis. Say something stupid. Corrupt anything. Make something wrong look right. And be strong with it. Even if, no matter how stupid it is. Be strong with it and push it. And hold your ground and wait to the response. And the response is where the secret of their power lies. The person who responds to that, the person that responds to anything with emotion, has the nature of that person inside them immediately. And it cannot be rooted out except through redemption. Remember, I said every man born of woman is upside down. He looks to the woman for reassurance that he's a man. That is a huge mistake. You're not a chicken. You're not a donkey. And life isn't about reproduction and you die. And you live the best way you can and enjoy yourself as much as possible. No, it's find the purpose of life. And if you don't find the purpose of life, or you're steered away from it when you're young, you can feel the anxieties and fears, and you wonder where they're coming from. They're beginning to grow because you've been separated from your childhood. The scripture I'll bring back, you see, it says, unless you become or return to becoming a little child, blossoming. I'm adding a few extra words. You can always enter the kingdom. The kingdom has to enter you in order for that to happen. It has. You have to find what Adam lost in your heart. That's what Jesus came to reinstate. And so those who loved him, and let's say I represent him. Let's say I represent him. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But if I do represent him, then something inside you will awaken from the muck of emotion and frustration and judgments and drugs and alcohol. You're killing the pain, but... Oh, dear. Okay, goodbye. Oh, sorry for the small intrusion of my telephone being here. What do I do, throw this in the waste paper basket? No. Still stamp on it? No. You should be angry with it? No. It's just a little interruption into my eloquence. So what I'm trying to say to you, gentlemen, is stop looking for love in a woman. What you need is the power to love the hell out of them, but not embrace the hell born within them. If you use force and degrade a woman, what will come up into you is horror and more hungry. In other words, you feel power. You feel like you're something when you're really ugly, uglier and uglier. And yet more dependent on women playing up to you and encouraging the dark side in her to come into you and to make you swell up with a sense of worthless worth. I am working on this idea because it is instinctual to grasp what I'm saying. Who will say no to me? Who will say, you're crazy? Okay. You tell me differently. Let me hear your point of view from this. Because I can get to a point where I begin. I can get to a point where the universe begins, right on the money. And you know how many men, the number of men who kill themselves, commit suicide, are rising at a tremendous rate because the system has been turned upside down where women are worth more than men and women know how to love more. It's not true. It's not true. They're emboldened to overcome the man. It's almost in their nature to overcome the man. But this is compulsive. Women to seduce a man and to then not able to and then play games with him and create an argument, make it difficult until you upset him and he gives in, or it upsets him and he beats you up. Either way, you're going downhill. And tell me if there's anybody who has not experienced this. I was going to say some funny thing and it went away. But do you have a husband that is a weakling and then becomes a bully? The worm turns. Do you have a husband who is a bully? Have you become a bully, dear lady? Have you learned to not make his dinner? Have you learned to argue and think you're right and the man's trying to reason with you and he has a certain amount of reason, but reason won't do it until it has authority with that reason. There's got to be some... You can't just be an actor on the stage and be married because you're going to be overcome. You can't be a Christian on the stage and expect to overcome the world as a nation. You have to become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's right. And becoming is important. But where do you start? It's somewhere in you. You've always had it. You were born with innocence. You just lost it. It's there. What is operating through you, ladies, and what's operating through you, gentlemen, is that you are Adam, and you failed to put your woman in her place, where she would, if it was real, she would respect that, and then the children would respect that. But when the children sees mother getting away with what she, and having a bloody argument, and he gives in, or he gets to see, they see him loving, apparently loving the mother more than them. So then they hear the heaving and the noise in the next room, and it's all about that. Your life is only beginning with another life that's failing. So every sexual thing you have is replacing your dying self. That's all you're doing. Less sex is better sex. I didn't say you should stop. But you have to have some propriety. You have to have some propriety. Do you understand what propriety is? Do you understand what propriety is? There's a certain energy field around you. There's a certain incoming from within you, intuition, that makes you master over your wife. Now, your wife can be more difficult and then jack up the whole thing and make it worse. Now, here's how you need to understand it, as I've given you an example with O'Reilly. You don't give it power. It will die. In other words, what you need to do is let the woman... And if you're a woman, it works for you the same way. I'm just talking to men. Let the woman waste her energy while you wait. Okay, while you're patiently waiting. Be back. You know, I've been speaking for 45 minutes. So I got another article. I don't want the other one about the bloody revolution in America to go out yet. Paul, if you're listening to me, I don't want that to go out. It needs editing. I just read through the whole thing. It's not correct. It needs to be edited to pull it down before anybody gets it and makes fun of me. And then, of course, I have to deal with that with my own medicine. But I want to talk to you a little bit now on another article I've written. They rule through tease and cruelty. And the world would indeed be conquered by goodness and reason. And reason might prevail if we knew what goodness was to rule. They, whoever they are, must at all costs keep us in the dark away from this potent knowledge. It's metaphysical knowledge we're speaking about here. Evidence that you have not found the mysterious force of goodness lies in the way you respond to pressure and authority. Authority has its way with you. And so if you have a bully in the school and you give in to that, that bully could actually create a whole bunch of losers. It only takes one bully in a school to demoralize. It only takes for teachers. Because it's the beginning is so much from the beginning to the end to where you are. It's all the same. The boy has is beaten up by your father, and he beats and he gives up and he gives in crying. He comes to school with the nature of his father in there, and all of a sudden he finds that he's upsetting people around him. He doesn't know it yet. But all of a sudden, he's become his dad, and he begins to feel, wow, I've got my power back. And he can do that to all the kids around and take power from them and become emboldened and more fearful, fearsome, And the people are more fearful of the fearless one. The fearful. No, the fearless ones. No, that's not the right word, is it? I've lost that word. The wicked one. Let's call him the one that's been robbed of his identity and is robbing other people's identities and creates a whole gang. Then you have on the other side of this, another school. And then you can have, you understand how you can have two opposing groups of people?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Evidence that you have not found the mysterious force of goodness lies in the way you respond to pressure and authority, external authority. The more you tremble with fear and with resentment, of course, you want to use resentment to get up power to fight back, but you can't suppress it. So, in the way you respond to pressure, to authority, is how you go down or become one of them. You become an appeaser to the bully and embolden them. You become an appeaser to your wife and she overcomes you. You'll always be overcome. You could be overcome by your dog because he's so cute. He seems to love you and now you become addicted to it. You become a dog lover. And you love the dog more than people because you feel more secure with it. So you've got three dogs, four dogs, and canaries. And the canaries tweet, and this is seduction. So you understand the female is seductive. But it also, the seduction, if you fall for it, you're falling away from the dark side of, after all, the beginning was seduction. It led to violence. Seduction leads to violence to the woman that seduces. Or she becomes better at seducing and making men more and more weak and more powerful. And then she becomes masculine and he becomes feminine. See? But this is with everybody. Look at your life, my dear gentlemen, friends, and see why you're committing suicide, why you're dying from ulcers. Drunk, drug addict, anxiety, something's wrong. You're not dealing with the women right. And the women are, how can I say it? They are hungry. The good ones, lots of good ones. The good in them said, please, I need my dad. I need the Jesus in me. The man needs to represent the salvation of Jesus. Now, I'm speaking more than 2,000 years later, but the only way your marriage and your relationship and your life can be is to change the side, the metaphysical realm, from which is working its way through you, see, is to swap. Like the Berlin Wall. You're in the dark side of the metaphysical realm. The earth is just the place where it's beautiful. But you're different. You're not an animal. Animals don't have good and evil. They don't have that inclination. It's just they eat each other and they survive by just replacing themselves, so to speak. And everything eats everybody else. But human beings eat each other too. The woman can devour a man. The man can devour a woman. Your politicians can eat you. You can see the depression. You can see what's going on. And they're both masculine and feminine. The sons of bitches and the bitches themselves. So if you look carefully, you see there's two sides represented. The masculine aspect of it, which isn't masculine, it just wants power. A real man doesn't need power. He has the real power. But if he doesn't have the real power, he has to take it from somebody. And the really, really wicked ones are politicians. That's the reason why you've got the suffering. That's why you got the war. Because you raise a person. If you raise a cannibal king, the cannibal king will love you for being a cannibal. And you'd have a witch doctor as your doctor. And if you only eat two people every year and you feel anxiety, the witch doctor will say you really, really need to buck your ideas up a little bit. How about trying for three people every year or every month? See? And that's the way it works. That's how you're programmable. If you take a cannibal person born to a cannibal mother to America and put him in a decent school or in a good environment, you become a doctor. Well, God forbid a doctor, maybe. You become a scientist. He becomes a real person. Just imagine that the fact that you have something so unique in America based on Judeo-Christian principles, that you have become the most important nation ever, that ever was. Besides Israel too now, little tiny creature, the tiny world, but still magnificent. And you see how many people hate the Jews? They now hate Christians just as much. Because salvation comes from the Jews. Isn't that true? So what Christianity is the fulfillment of Judaism, which is verses and chapters. You don't need verses and chapters. You need to be guided to the heart of him who made the universe and you in his image. And men, it's very important for you to learn to deal with your wife and to be a man and not worry about her hysterics and endure them. If you cannot do that, you will lose your family and you will lose yourself and you'll be a drunk and a man full of anxiety. You'll die from heart attack, or God knows, just name all the whole list of terrible diseases. You'll commit suicide. Everything breaks up. All you need is the spirit, the ability not to feed the power. Feed yourself to the powers that be. Not to feed yourself. Now, if you go to my website, fhu.com, you can get a copy of the 7-minute meditation, no charge. Please, in order, it's no charge because I hope you that if it works for you, you support my program. Please share it with other people. Would you? Thank you. Do I have another minute? David? Oh, okay, so keep talking, huh? All right, so I have another minute. Please support the program. Please. We don't have any advertisers. The only reason why I'm on the air that I can do this, you couldn't get a sponsor for this. It's too focused on something, too focused on spiritual things and religion. The only way I can share with you and use the magic of radio is you help me. Would you help me? I haven't finished yet. I got a sore throat. I wish somebody would call me and say, ask me, a question or something. Okay, we'll be right back.